Welcome to Benny Design Studio Podcast, helping entrepreneurs build reputable strong brands and provide digital marketing strategies. Here's your host, Olofinyo Temitope. What's going on, guys? And how are you doing today? Welcome to another brand new episode of Benny Design Studio Podcast. My name is Olofinyo Temitope Ben. I have some serious questions for you today, guys. Let me ask you something. Do you want to stand out? Or let me say, differentiate yourself from competition in today's marketplace, especially in what you do? Do you want to be recognized as the obvious subject matter expert in your area of specialization? If the genuine answer is yes to these two questions, then I want to discuss with you how personal branding will help you achieve that. I'm sure you must have heard about personal branding. But for those of you hearing it for the first time, let me quickly give you a simple definition. Entrepreneurs.com defines personal branding as the practice of people marketing themselves and their career as brands, or the ongoing process of establishing a prescribed image or impression in the mind of others about an individual. So why is personal branding important? Firstly, it's going to help you build an enormous major credibility in your niche. I'm sure you've heard me say this a lot of time, or hear it from people often. People hire people. Yeah, people hire people. People are no more running to the big super famous brands. They want to hire someone they have a personal relationship with. Personal branding gives context around who you are as a person. When I googled my name on Olofinyo Temitope Ben, the entire first page of the Google result is devoted to my online presence. You will see my business pages, my social media pages, various websites where I publish articles. You don't even have to click on any of the links to understand that my brand is related to branding and marketing. This is because I've taken the time to develop my brand through my online presence. Created social media profiles on all the relevant sites such as Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. My voice and photo are consistent through all these sites, so there's not mistaking that it's the same Olofinyo Temitope Ben, regardless of which link you click. People hire people because they know, like, and trust that person. The person may not be the best in business or be the best in his or her niche, but they like that person. So if you're not putting yourself out there, whether on your website, social media, blogging, or video channels, you are not giving people more details about who you truly are as a person. You leave them no choice than to skip you and check the next person that has more details built around them. All you have to do is just Google the person's name. If you have no online presence in 2020, chances of you making it in business is slim to none, because you are not giving people an idea of who you are, what you stand for, and what your mission is. you need to give them what to grab onto. Personal branding is what's going to start a relationship, and a relationship builds trust. Trust builds business. Business builds good lives. Someone once said to me on social media, she said, "I need a website for my business, but I have been scammed so many times on social media by people who claim to be a web designer. So how can I trust you?" I asked her to send me the names of the guys that she claimed to have scammed her. You know, I love to do my own research. She gave me the names. I googled the names. I wasn't surprised when nothing comes up. Not even the full names. No social media pages. No website from guys who claim to be a website designer and a CEO expert. That is a great red flag. Well, I asked her to Google the names she provided and also Google my full name and tell me what she says. Within some few minutes, she sent me a message. She said, "I take full responsibility for hiring those wrong guys. I should have done more research before hiring the people." So you guys out there listening to me now, I really want you to start doing some research before you hire someone or part away with your hard-earned money. My client learned her lesson the hard way. But well, she did a thorough research on my own name. She didn't even have to search my business name because I'm not hiding behind my business name, just like most people do nowadays. You know, as soon as they have a logo, boom, that's it, they have an online presence. Well, she found enough details under my name, and that revealed to her more details about me and what I do. She also found some positive reviews my clients left on my Google page, and thanks to you guys for doing that. Well, to cut the long story short, got the project, designed her website because of my online presence, my personal branding, which gives me credibility. I hope you guys got some value out of today's podcast. Well, I have some more content on my website blog. So visit www.beddingdesignstudio.co.za and click on blogs to read more. Have you subscribed to my channel? If not, please, I want you to do that right now. And also leave me a quick little review on iTunes. Thank you in advance. If you know anyone this episode will provide value to, please know that you don't need my permission to share this episode or podcast with them. Thank you so much for your support. I will see you guys on the next episode. You've been listening to Benny Design Studio Podcast with Olofinyo Timitope Ben. To get a session with Benny, visit www.bennydesignstudio.co.za.